SWR-FM. Submission 4. BASF Awards 1992. Category. Best Test Broadcast. Tone Level 1K, 10 seconds at 0 dB. The date was May 16, 1992, and the frequency of 88.3 MHz was about to be shaken with the sound of our community. This was to be the second test broadcast of the newly formed Swire FM from our temporary site in Nandruwick, west of Sydney. At such an early stage of development, Swire FM's primary goal for this test broadcast was to give the listening audience a taste of what community radio was. With no full-time public services operating, our community was used to the idea of commercial radio. Taking part behind the microphone was a new, unknown and sometimes frightening concept. This test broadcast was contained a summary of around 3 months of regular broadcasting. Many special events were programmed. A brand new, wholly in-house designed and built mixer panel was to be used for the first time. The panel had come from concept to being fully built in only 8 weeks. Outside broadcasts and live presentations by local bands were but a taste of what was to come. Broadcasting commenced at 8 a.m. on Saturday, the 16th of May 1992, and proceeded uninterrupted for 9 days until midnight on Sunday, the 24th of May 1992. Out of over 200 hours of testing, not one interruption to the broadcast was made. A tribute to the volunteer technicians who worked hard to prepare the broadcast facilities used. To condense over 200 hours of broadcasting into 90 minutes is a difficult task. What we have attempted to do with this tape is to compile parts of each program presented during the test broadcast. All of the audio material you will hear has been sourced from logging tapes held since the test broadcast. Emphasis has been placed on activities at the station, so we have deliberately cut well-known songs short for the benefit of listeners of this tape. A short commentary will introduce each program sample and describe the program, its presenters and how the program was produced. The test commenced with a live broadcast from the local shopping plaza, Mount Druitt Market Town. This program was designed to present the station to the community at the start of a week's broadcasting. A telecom link was arranged courtesy of a record store in the plaza. The program consisted of music which was introduced either by studio or live from the shopping centre. Approximately half of the music was played direct from the studio, the rest being played from the shopping centre via the link. Station officials invited members of the public to come and have their say, live to air at the centre. Many of these people represented local community groups. Some of these people spoke about their group's activities to air. This is how the listeners heard it when they tuned in at 8 a.m. on Saturday.
Good morning, you're listening to Swire FM in stereo, and this is our second test broadcast.
Oh, we've already got a pretty lively atmosphere.
We are going in a few short moments, well not a few short moments, but within the next couple of hours down to Mount Druitt Market Town. So if you are not doing anything today, Mount Druitt Market Town is the place to be to see your community radio station, Swire FM, out there working for you.
Yes, come down and have a chat into the microphone.
Come down and see us, we'll be down there.
Say hello, you can't miss them, they've got on their Swire FM t-shirts and Swire FM hats this morning.
Yes.
So come on
down. Cooler
than
it was during the last test.
Foxy.
All right. Well, I'm in for the, believe it or not, the next 16 hours.
Oh no! We got to play with you for 16 hours.
You have got to talk to me for 16 hours. Yes.
He's got a new toy to play with.
We should tell him the phone number, shouldn't we? Not.
We should. 832-1522 is the Swire FM official number. So during the day, you can call that number and ask for requests.
Ring up. There's two lines.
Ring, ring, ring.
Oh, the newspapers are taking photos. Swire FM's number is once again 832-1522
it's all documented.
To make requests, give us reception reports, or just have a bit of a chat. Well, we'll play some more music for you right now. I think we finished the last test with what we started, but I think this was the second last song. Appropriate too.
Yes, I am. Yeah, we're bringing you the community to the public now via the radio. I was actually walking through Market Town and come across some people in yellow overalls with a fire truck. I thought, geez, this is a bit strange. They had a bit of a display there. And I invited Rob from the Rudy Hill Bushfire Brigade to come down and just talk about what they're here today for. It looks like they've got a bit of a competition or something on.
Well, actually, today we are holding a raffle. It's to raise money for our new fire station that we need. We've had a bit of a problem with the past couple of years. The land that we were on was rented and the land was sold without us knowing. And so now we've got to raise approximately $30,000 to build ourselves a new fire station. However, we're not yet sure where that's going to be. All of our equipment and the truck and all stuff is kept at members' houses. And so today we're at Madurat Market Town. We're holding a raffle. First prize is a Pi stereo system. Second prize is a microwave oven. And the third prize is a portable cassette player. So if you're popping on down to Madurat Market Town, just come up. The tickets are pretty cheap. They're only $1 each or three for $2. So just come up and say hello.
Right, thank you very much. We'll go back to a song from this year. Thank you very much, Robert. And from here we're going from here again. We've also got another interview for Eye Opener, and we're going to a song right now.
Swy FM, time is 11 minutes past 11.
Welcome back to Market Town. Yes, Eye Opener will be appearing throughout our broadcast and different subjects depending on what we find on the day. And today I've found the Bushfire Brigade. And also, if you've noticed over the last probably six or eight years, is it Bob?
19 years.
A gentleman who stands around Market Town with a bucket asking for donations for the hospital, Mr. Bob Cray. And I've got him with me at the moment, and he'd like to have a few words on, thank the community for their support, as well as let you know how he's going with his quest on raising money for the hospital. Welcome to the our makeup studios down at Market Town, Bob.
Thank you very much for your very kind welcome and for your nice words. I do appreciate the people of the community for the great way that they have supported me. We have collected many hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we have bought new equipment for the hospital as they require it. And of course, I've been on this job for 19 years, but now I'm associated with the hospital auxiliary, and we carry on just the same. Haven't done much this last since Christmas because of illness, and but I won't be long before I'm back on the throws again, and I'll be looking forward to seeing all my old friends because they ask after me. They sent me cards each time I've been in the hospital. And ringing up home, it's very, very nice to think that they care so much.
Thank you very much, Bob. We were actually being associated with the hospital at Mount Druitt, and we'll actually be doing a live broadcast from the Children's Centre. Probably not this broadcast, but probably the second one. But I hope we can have you in again and see how the quest is going and fundraising.
Give you a bit more information and detail. I propose very soon, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, to run a big raffle with something after the style of the Rotary, with a trailer and filled up with all the goodies, TV set, etc., etc. And that will be for the lung cancer research. So I'm hoping that all those people who are listening will come and see me when that see that trailer there and help me, because cancer is one of the most, it's the deadliest illness that we have. And it's a no respecter of persons, young or old, and wherever you get cancer, whether it be your big toe or the follicles of your hair, it's still cancer. So we want to try and eradicate this by helping the research people to do all this for us.
Hear, hear.
Thank you very much for that, Bob. Now, people out there, if you realise that the hospital's there for you, and if you help the hospital, it can in return help you one day. So get out there and help Bob. When you see him out there, have a chit-chat with him. I've spoken with him many times. Even if you haven't got any money on you, he likes people just to stop and talk. He's a lovely chap. But thank you very much for stopping by, Bob, and hopefully we'll talk to you in the future.
Thank you very much, and goodbye, and God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we'll go back to some music with Paul.
Yes, I'd just like to
Paul,
say...
Paul, can I just, before you go away with music there, actually I'd like to play a track from here.
Yeah.
It's actually appropriate that Bob's been on, because Mount Druitt Hospital is celebrating its 10th birthday this year. And I'd just like to play a song from here to wish everyone, the staff and the hospital and everyone out there, a happy birthday. If I can go with that, then we'll come back to you.
Bob's listening to that. He's going to say something in return.
Sure.
That's lovely to think that these people will support our hospital, because it's so badly needed, and with the equipment that's required and so on to help all those people who are in need, I know you'll give 100% effort towards our health. Thank
well,
you.
Well, anyway, we can help the Mount Druitt Hospital. Of course, Ken and I are always ready to go out there and talk to people and get them involved with the community radio station. Mount Druitt Hospital just does an amazing job. I know, because I was there at 2:30 one early morning when my grandmother was taken ill, and impressive. And yes, they do need help, and anyone who can help the Mount Druitt Hospital, please do.
Yes, okay, two more things, Chris, quickly before we go to the song that Anite's got ready for us. We'd first like to acknowledge CD World at Centre Court here in Markertown for their sponsorship of today's live broadcast. That's CD World for all your CD needs. And now, also, Stu and Woz, Stuart Jackson and Warren Jackson, if you're out there cruising in the whatever mobile might happen to be in fancy today, don't hesitate to call at Markertown, liven things up a bit. Susan Cooper's here. She'll be having her program later. Probably a bit of a talk later on, but right now I think we've talked enough. So we'll go to this song.
Okay, well, in my own way, I'd like to thank Mount Druitt Hospital, and the way I usually do it is with music. For Mount Druitt Hospital, happy 10th birthday. This is the Sugar Cubes, and it's your birthday.
And that was actually Elton John with, of course, Whispers from his Sleeping With the Past compact disc. And now we are live. We're still live here. What's the time? About 11:45, I think, approximately.
It's 51 minutes past 11 o'clock.
That's something like that, yes. We now have one of our, well, shall we say, she was once a listener, but she just became so involved that now she's going to broadcast a program on Swire FM. Her name is, of course, Susan Cooper. And here she is, just to talk briefly about her program. It's going to be on
Wednesday.
See, Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's called Living in Our Community with Susan.
Hi, everybody. I hope you'll join me at 3 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. I have a very special program lined up with some very special guests, and I really think this is important to our community, so I hope you'll stay tuned now and till then and till the end of the test broadcast. But don't forget, 3 o'clock Wednesday afternoon, Living in Our Community with Susan. Thank you very much.
Yes, isn't that so well said? Okay, don't forget, of course, the Swire FM official telephone number, which is 832 1522. I almost said the other one then. 832 1522 is our phone number. And, of course, we've also got a post office box available tonight.
We have. It's PO Box 41, K
Cambridge Park, New South Wales, 2747.
Yes, so if you want to, please send us written approval. If you like what you're listening to, if you like the idea of community radio in the area, believe me, things are moving in government circles. Just this last 3 months has seen some major reshuffles in the areas which need to be, and it looks like this area is well and truly on the way to having community radio full time.
That's right.
So please put your pen to paper. It can be so simple. Three or four words, just saying, more community radio for Mount Druitt. If I remember one of the letters we got one, which that's all it said. It was just an address. Said, more community radio for Mount Druitt, and that was it. And it says it all.
And we, of course, put that letter along with all our other letters and sent them off to the Department of Transport and Communication. We are there.
Yes, we are certainly here, and we are here right now in the middle of Markertown. So please come down, get your programs for the whole week's test broadcast. Subscriptions are available at $5 for a whole year. Give you a, what does it give you, Ken? Newsletter, bi-monthly newsletter mailed out to you, information about broadcasts and programming, all sorts of things for only $5. That's just basically to pay the postage and that sort of thing.
Printing,
that sort of stuff, yes. Okay, what else can we say? Not a lot. I think we'll just thank CD World for their sponsorship again of today's test broadcast. And then finally, cross back to Inayat at our studio.
SWR-FM.
This one's for Mr. Grinham. Elvis Presley and G.I. Blues.
Give us a room with a view of the beautiful ride.
Yes, and there's that Prince guy again. More of that stuff for Ken there. And he's a particularly popular track that's been around for a while. What you're listening to right now, if you've just tuned in, is community radio. And to demonstrate this once again, this is the third time I've done this, I'll just let everyone hear what it sounds like in Markertown, Mount Druitt, Centre Court, right now. There you go, that's Mount Druitt, Markertown, Centre Court. Yeah, we've got the children here, we'll just get them on air. Say hello.
Hello.
And we've got, who else have we got? Can I say hello?
Hello.
There we go, see? So it's full on here now. We've certainly got a good crowd going on. There's lots of people wafting past, and Erna and Ken are really busy there promoting. Timetables are like, not timetables, programs are going off in abundance. If you want to get a program for what our test broadcast is going to be, then just nip down either to here, Centre Court Markertown, we'll be here till 3 o'clock, or you can pop by any BP station. Is that right, Anoit?
It is indeed, Paul. Any BP station between Valley Heights and Blacktown. Just drop into a BP service station and you'll find them on the counter.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so we'll let you go with it again, I think, Anoit.
Okay, fine. Well,
this is Radio Freedom.
And this is the KLF on SWR FM, 21 minutes past 12 o'clock.
One aspect which became very apparent during the test broadcast was the importance of music to the surrounding community. It was clearly evident that the existing commercial stations failed to serve the wide community tastes and preferences for music types. SWR FM was able to provide our community with a facility to broadcast the types of music which they wanted to hear, by bringing in their own material and playing it. Here are some samples of 12 different music programs.
SWR FM would like to thank the following sponsors. Superior Screen Print, for all your professional screen printing requirements, located at 175 Military Road, Maryland, you may contact them on 681 5544. Pyramid T-shirts, located at 125 McGow Road, Girraween, for all your quality printing needs, specialising in T-shirt printing. Their phone number is 636 1919. Rode and Schwartz, for the use of their FM transmitter. They are located at 63 Parramatta Road, Silverwater, and their phone number is 748-0155. Casablanca Video Productions, for all your filming requirements. Telephone Rob on 047 352573 or 018 46 1015. Hart's Hire, two-way radio and mobile phone hire. You may contact them on 419 4333. And Old Auto Rubber Company, specialising in replacement rubber and parts for older cars. Their factory is located at Unit 4, Number 4, Avon Place and Hebbard, and their phone number is 623 5333.
You're on the Classic Hour here at SWRFM, and here's a bit more Bach.
Okay, we're back into the 70s. Now we have Robert and Paul in the studio. Take us through their era of youth. Go, guys.
Hi there. It's Rob here, and we're going to start off straight away with Skyhooks.
Living in the 70s.
SWRFM, where the time is now 1:34. You're on overnight with Pete Chambers, and in that foreplay we just heard "I'm Stupid" by Scatterbrain. Before that was "Over the Hills," Gary Moore. Before that, Rock Brigade, Def Leppard, and first off was a takeoff of the old, I think, Split Ends. Anyway, "Breakfast" by Mr. Floppy. Okay, we might as well keep going right along with a bit of hard rock here by Faith No More. This is Epic.
If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens too fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's a bite. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it,
The boys from Brazil there, and that's the Simple Minds from the album Sons and Fascination, which came out back in about 1981. And I hope you enjoy listening to that. Welcome back to Power Zone on SWRFM 88.3. And this is our second test transmission. We're nearing the end of it. In fact, we've only got a couple more days to go. I think tomorrow night, or it depends on when it comes all over and dark again. It's Sunday morning now, so basically tonight is when it finishes. And we'd like to thank you for all your support and your phone calls throughout the second test transmission. We really do make advantage of that. It goes to the DOTC, and that can actually help us go towards getting a license. And joining us again once more for tonight's program is Michael Wilson from Private Radio. Private Radio. Yeah.
Who are they?
What do you mean, who are they? That's your program.
Ooh.
Don't you clap? Isn't it called Private Radio anymore?
I don't know. It's been so long since one's been done.
Right. Well, we'll leave that. I'll let you sort that one out. Tonight, folks, we're going to go into music which came out specifically between about 1979 and 1983. A lot of people called it the movement of neo-romantics to actually shape up the beginning of the 80s music. And it's going to really rock for you. and roll.
Ooh.
Right. And we'll be doing that until about 8 o'clock. And don't forget, you can still give us a call. The phone number is 018-403-279. That line is open until 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay, well, we're going to get the music rolling now for you. This is from 1981, a song called Aaliyah from a band called Donny Iris.
WRFM, where the time is now 2:19. We're being joined here by Kendall and Daniel, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
That's very lucky.
We're blessed. And that was What's My Scene, the Hoodoo Gurus, and before that was Give It Away by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the 12-inch. And now we've got Roller Coaster coming up by
Jason Mucci! Ah! Now it's time for a little change of pace on In Phase. And here we go. Time now is 11:23. And the Moody Blues. Nights in white satin.
Nights in white satin. Never reaching the end. Letters I've written. Never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, SWRFM. That's a bit loud, isn't it? 88.3 FM, we're the Davids. We're going to play Beatles all night. If you're having a party, give us a ring on 832 1522. David, what are they going to hear tonight?
They're going to hear some Beatles.
Which ones?
What? Which ones what?
all the Beatles music. Here's a start, something from Hamburg in 62.
Tropical fruit, rum is a drink to dilute. My head beats like a drum from drinking Jamaica rum. Drinking Jamaica rum. Drinking
Yes, and a long time ago since I heard that track, I didn't even know it was here, but it is TMG with Jamaica Rum from back there in the 70s.
Before I was born.
I don't approve, of course, of alcohol, but that's still a good song, and I just played it because I think it's a good song. I put it tonight's CD on so you can comment.
I have nothing to say. I like the song, Paul.
You'll like the next one too, tonight.
Sure I should. Will. I requested it.
Yes, it is a good song, and we're going to play it up nice and early because it's so good.
It brings memories.
Just going to hammer it up.
Of Donna Airey. It brings memories of Jackie Zammit.
Hello, Donna, if you're still there.
And it brings memories of. No, I won't say anymore.
Is this a history of your love life?
Yeah, you better.
This is not history of my love life. This is the history of Thursday lunchtime discos at the high school.
You incriminated the guilty, you know.
Mm.
I just remember, I've still got an E key somewhere.
SWR FM 88.3. The number here is 832-1522 if you want to call up and tell us how good you think the bands were today.
Or if your band would like to perform this afternoon, just give us a call and we can organise to have you down here and perform this afternoon.
Can we?
We can.
Are we that good? I knew we were good, but I wasn't sure that we were actually that good. I'm going to change the music now, and this is actually another Cocteau Twins track. Maybe not. I think I've...
Well, are we after? What song number?
Number one. Bingo. Cocteau Twins on 88.3 on UFM dial. Write us a letter. P.O. Box 41, Cambridge Park, New South Wales 2747.
That was the demo tape of Dry Nightmare. And now you're on SWRFM with Stuart and Warren, and we're doing a show called Basics for music with lots of bass. And here's our opening track. It's called Munchies for Your Bass.
Tweedledee, Tweedledum, last time we got busy, your body got numb, and now you're beating like a big bass drum. You're in position, I'm about to come right through the door, and don't stop. And by now, you're balling like a crock pot, you're in a frenzy, you're all over me. I've got the honey, your name's Queen Bee, I'm running hot like an engine to a 3-alarm fire. The longer we go, the longer gets my desire. And I wanna see you lose your mind. Cause you know, we'll be doing the grind. But I'm not into torture, that's just not my speed. Some big bass is all I need. And I'm gonna let you have a taste if you keep the pace. Cause I've got the munchies for your bass.
Well, that was Young MC with Fast Rhyme, and straight after, My Name is Young. We've got a bit of a special request here that I am a little bit biased towards, because I'm quite a fan of this sort of music, as well as bass and rap. This is Peter Gunn for Joshua from Michael Humphreys.
On Swire FM, Hard to Handle, the Black Crows.
Mike 2.
Yeah, oh, it's Mike 2, is it? Sorry, mate.
Mike 2.
I'd just like to say at this point, before Ken gets into it, we have been listening to our sound, and last night we were in the car getting some food and driving back, and we heard Jean-Michel Jarre's Oxygen. And I would just like to say that I believe that we are the best sounding community radio station in Sydney at the moment.
Definitely.
Definitely.
It blew my mind listening to that over the radio.
It is absolutely incredible. No over deviation, no nothing.
As no distortion.
Perfect total response. Clarity.
It's cool with four speakers in the car too.
It is.
Surround sound.
Yep. Weather.
Well, we have a small weather report here. I like to actually give the weather for our area first. Yesterday was a wonderful day until we got to the afternoon. We had a storm coming from the east. And due to our little laboratory up on the roof here, we had approximately 10 millimetres of rain from 3 o'clock yesterday to 8 a.m. this morning. That's thanks from the Pope weather station that we've got here. It's not just a little sprinkler with a little catch on it. So anyway, upstairs we've got a wind blowing from the south, very crisp and nice. High clouds in the east, no clouds out west. We've got light fogs in the waterways out at Penrith Way and light to heavy fogs out the Blacktown area, approximately 15 degrees. Beautiful start to the day. Thanks to the Bureau of Meteorology, they predict that today's weather will be partly cloudy with a few showers, light to moderate south seas with south to southeast winds. Expected highs, Sydney 20 degrees, Liverpool 20 degrees, Richmond 20 degrees, and their predictions for the next 3 days is... I've lost it. No, they expect a few showers, 18 degrees every single day. I reckon they're copping out there. But we'll keep you up to date with the weather that we see outside with our little weather station we have here.
The up-to-date weather.
Yes.
And traffic information.
People keep bringing them in. We've had so many phone calls about the traffic reports on the motorway.
Keep calling.
It seems to be working fine. This morning we did have the first report wasn't running too well, but obviously people heard that and thought, well, let's speed up a bit and prove them wrong.
Yeah,
so prove us wrong again and give us a phone call and let us know how it's going.
Do it. Just a quick community service announcement. The St Mary's Nursing Mothers Association will meet for coffee on Tuesday, May 26th at 10:30 a.m. at Erskine Park. And you can call them for further information on 670-2573. If you're interested in anything that we read out this morning, call us. Or if you're a community group. Sorry, Ken.
Sorry, butting in there, wasn't I?
No,
we have a community notice board here, which is where all this information is coming from. If you've got anything that you'd like to add to this notice board, give us a call. We'll write it down, stick it on the notice board, and it'll be called out by each DJ as they get the moment to mention it.
Yep, definitely.
But also, if you'd like a program sheet, you can pop into your local BP service station or Food Plus and pick up a program sheet. We try to stick to that as best we can, but some people have to work, so some of the actual programs are being transferred around a bit so that it'll fit in with the members of the community so that they can earn their bread.
Speaking of programs, let's just have a quick look at what is actually happening on the radio today. Monday, 18th of May, at 8 a.m., we have the snooze button, which is us. and we're in until...
Yeah. We should have just let it ring out.
We're in until 11 o'clock, and in the middle there we'll, of course, have, at 10 o'clock, the Radical Radio Racket, which should be very interesting. Ken, tell us about it.
Radio... I always miss
Radical Radio Racket.
Radical Radio Racket. A couple of guys up in the Blue Mountains, or just to start of, just past Penrith, spent about 6 months putting together a radio program, a bit of a drama. Comedy, serious, you know, one of those similar to what's on the commercial bands. And they're... asked us if we'd play it on air for them, just so that people can get an idea on what they're aiming to do. And also we are...
I'll just get the phone.
We're encouraging them to continue doing such a thing by doing further radical radio...
Racketeering.
Racketeering. We're trying to break that up over the next 5 days in a five-minute burst. It is actually goes for 29 minutes. So... ring us up, let us know how what you think of it, and anybody out there that may have the same ideas, we'll help you with the technology behind it, as we're doing with these guys. They've done a great job. They've done it all at home with this such radio play, but we hope to help them in our studios in the future so that we can improve. Well, the content's quite good, it's just the recording quality isn't too great because it was done at their place, but we hope that with joining with SWRFM that they can improve that, and hopefully one day we can say we help those guys make their money, and they do a great job.
They do indeed. I spoke to them the other day on the phone, and they're pretty keen.
That's what we are, community radio, easy access.
It is. Okay, at 11 o'clock, Sylvia Gannon is in with the Gospel Hour. At 12 o'clock, jazz. 3 hours of jazz for all you jazz lovers with Barry Ruggles. Barry's going to present you the best jazz I think you'll hear on any community radio station today. At 4 o'clock, we'll do music with a message. And in there, at 3 o'clock, we'll play some Top 40 requests as well, where you can call in and request songs, and we'll play them for you for an hour there. At 5 o'clock, Josh comes in and does what he does best, like I do best. Huh?
Don't. 7 isn't on.
7 isn't on, okay. Alternative music with Josh. He'll be in at 5 o'clock. At 7.30 today, we have Grapevine with Ro Coronius, and Ro will fill you in on what's happening in the local community, community news, community issues. And at 8 o'clock, Paul is in where he's going to do his program. No one ever plays that with Paul anymore.
There's a bit of a joke about that one.
There is a bit of
it's
a
actually,
joke about that one.
No one ever plays that
anymore.
Pause with Paul.
Yep. Okay, Paul, well, we got it right this time. So if you like... some of the music you heard last night and you're into the 70s, 80s music, well, Paul is the person to listen to tonight, and I thoroughly enjoyed his programs last time, even though I'm last to admit it to his face, because I do that. I say yuck, whereas it is some of the best music you're going to hear.
Knight's an alternative person.
I am. I'm an over-deviant.